You're listening to the Wall Street Update for the download edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 18th of August. I'm Lucy Burton. Well, tension between Ukraine and Russia continued today as dozens of people, including women and children, were killed fleeing fighting in the east of the country. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said no deal had been reached on achieving a ceasefire. The financial markets saw things to be positive about there, however, as I found out from Robert Brusker from Fact and Opinion Economics.
I think mostly we have relief. Remember when we left this on Friday, things are going very, very badly in the Ukraine, and there was lots of concern about what was going to happen there. And so we come on Monday, and although they still haven't got a formal agreement for a ceasefire in the Ukraine, you had a lot less tension. And so when you look at the geopolitical front, it seems that a lot of things that were really looking like they were dangerous before the weekend on Monday, all of a sudden they're starting to heal themselves.
And coming up later in this week, of course, you've got the big meeting in Jackson Hole where all the head honchos of the central banks go to catch up. What are we expecting to hear? What's going to come out of that?
We're going to hear from, first of all, the two chiefs. Right? We're going to hear Janet Yellen. We're going to hear Mario Draghi. I would expect Yellen to be talking about the U.S. and to once again to try to defend her policies of going slow. The Fed will be completing its tapering process, so putting its QE programs on hold, and I think she'll want to defend that and to defend the desire to keep interest rates low, not to start raising them right away. And I think Mario Draghi is going to try to defend his policy of having these new attempts to try to stimulate lending in Europe. But you know, as you saw from the failure of a bank in Portugal just a couple weeks ago, there's still banking sector problems, and he's still fighting a very difficult war trying to get growth going. At the same time, you've got these tensions heating up in Ukraine that are very much more on his front border than they're on Janet Yellen's front border. So I think these are the things that the head central bankers have to deal with.
That was Robert Brusker. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.1% at 16,838. And at the end of the day here in London, the 100 share index was up 0.8% at 67.41. Gold is trading at $1,297 an ounce. And October New York light crude oil was down $1.39 and $93.93 a barrel.